Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. It is Manufacturing Month in the great state of Wisconsin, actually all across the country. But Tom Sellers is the CEO and chairman of the board at Sellers Absorbent Materials right here in Milwaukee. The company was founded by John Sellers in 1985. With family involvement and support, and really as a startup, it's grown and expanded through the years. They use proprietary technology to produce high-performance wipes and shop towels and absorbent products, mainly made from recycled natural fibers. Company's signature brands include Toolbox, which is sold throughout the country, and again, made right here in Milwaukee. I'm excited to talk to Tom today because their company, as we just talked to the WMC about, you made the final 16 of the coolest products in Wisconsin, right, Tom?
Sweet 16.
The sweet 16, indeed. You didn't make it to the last eight, but that's okay. You were showcased as one of the most innovative.
Yeah, we were pleased to make it. One of the challenges was differentiation of people looking at the product, knowing that it was made from curbside recycling and paper waste to make the best performing towel. So hopefully next time we'll win.
Yes. All right. Very good. So as you look at the consumer right now, how focused is the consumer, especially as, you know, we're all getting a little bit more price sensitive? Is that consumer more focused on green and recycled products today than they were a couple of years ago? Or does that kind of ebb and flow?
Well, there's been a long-term trend where people are valuing it more. So let's say the young people that are in the younger generations value it more, let's say, than people in my generation. Hmm. But the sweet spot of it is to find something that is environmentally friendly but high performance. So that's really the sweet spot. So if you can deliver cost-effective performance, then you get both. Then you're not overpaying, and you're getting this great performing product. And actually, like in our product compared to other competitors, it's less cost in use because you use less.
Hmm. Yeah, and it seems like in the consumer's mind that recycled products may come with a higher cost, but now I think that cost benefit analysis as a consumer, that's gone away, and we're like, all right, this is better for the environment, and it's something that I really should put my money towards.
Yeah, I think people are more open to it, but still, where we strive is to make sure we're delivering the value to the consumer. So one of the things we've had to push against and market and educate consumers about is you don't have to sacrifice performance in our product. So in our product categories, recycled tends to be, well, it is worse quality. So we're the differentiator where we're delivering through this proprietary technology the best performing product, but instead of being made with virgin or synthetic materials, we're making it with recycled and natural materials.
Hmm. And as you look at like the Bravo kitchen towel, obviously, you know, how do you balance that commitment to sustainability with obviously the need for profitability to continue to grow your company?
Right. Well, one of the challenges is trying to figure out how you can technologically do it. And it took us a long, long time with this proprietary technology, which is patented. And we're now delivering the best overall performing kitchen towel in the case of Bravo, but we're doing it with curbside recycling. So, you know, you go out, you're dutiful, you recycle, you put it in a recycle bin, you take it to the curb, and you wonder, where does that really go? Well, the success story is actually recycled paper and boxes. So in our case, we're taking up to 90% curbside recycling and giving another life into the best performing towel.
Hmm. Wow. So, and then obviously to manufacture and create that towel, when we come back, I want to talk about the process of getting a new product into a big box store like Target.
Sure.
And then, you know, how do you have control over the pricing? And what are all those dynamics as you evaluate those opportunities? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm fascinated by manufacturing in Wisconsin, especially getting new products off the assembly line and onto our store shelves. We'll hear more about that in a moment. But again, a friendly reminder to do the WTMJ fan survey. It's really easy, a lot of fun questions. You get to provide your full input. Takes less than 10 minutes to participate in the WTMJ Fall Fan Survey. Just text the word survey to 855-616-1620. That's 855 616-1620. You'll get the survey link texted back to you. When you complete the survey, you'll get entered to win two tickets to this upcoming exciting Milwaukee Bucks season, and you'll get registered to win an overnight stay at the Pfister Hotel right here in downtown Milwaukee. Tom Sellers is the CEO and chairman of the board at Sellers. Tom, you have a new product, Bravo, that you know, not only is kind of coming off the assembly line, but you and your team have taken the approach to get into big box retail. How difficult has that been? And just walk us through that process.
Oh, it's so difficult. It's so difficult. You know, this is being an entrepreneur is a game of passion and persistence. And so we start a business at my brother's duplex on Congress in Milwaukee. And the journey from that vision to today, it's been a long 39-year journey.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the first part is you've got to create the product. You need to have something that you think, and you've got research that says a consumer really will value right. and want your product.
Finding the right market fit.
Finding the right market fit. And then that's the beginning of it. So trying to get into retail. So our toolbox brand is available nationwide at leading retailers, and that's the blue shop towels and the white rags. And so a Home Depot, a Lowe's, a Menards, a Napa, O'Reilly's, a Tractor Supply.
Mm-hmm.
In all those cases, we had to displace our competitor, the competitor that had the shelf space. So in credit to my brother John, who led this effort, he has and had incredible persistence. In some cases, it took him over a decade to get the current customers that we have. So it takes forever to get the customer, and now you get the customer and you're on shelf. Okay, great. You created the product, you've got your positioning, you get on shelf.
Yeah.
Now you have to get somebody to try it.
Yeah.
So now you've got to get trial, and then the product will speak for itself. So once they try it, if you've got a differentiated product that they value,
mm-hmm.
then you get repurchase. And so we built our business over a long period of time by having the old-fashioned way of a product that speaks for itself so that when people use it, they really like it and they tell their friends.
Yeah.
And so once we get on shelf, it's a bit of a marketing slugfest to
right.
get trial. And once we get trial, we get repeat business. And so that's how we built a nationwide brand with Toolbox in the do-it-yourself retail space and major retailers, including Walmart.
And now up against the Bounties and the Vivas and the generic store yep. brands, like you're right alongside them. So you got to do all the positioning and promotion to make sure you're in the consumer eye.
Right. And we're trying to differentiate ourselves. So when you're different, it's a huge challenge because you're different.
Yeah.
But if you can survive it, then those barriers become your benefits and someone else's barrier to entry. So mm-hmm. in our case, we're working to get on shelf. And now here locally, we have Bravo at Sendex, Woodman's, and Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
We're rolled out of 305 stores at Target and Target.com nationwide. And so we're beginning to roll it out. And so one of the things we've got to work against is initially the color tan was a negative. Well, mm-hmm. now tan is starting to be positive because it makes a statement. The other part is, the industry has put more and more air into paper to make you think you're getting more when you aren't. It's like the Frito bag with six Fritos in it.
Hmm.
And so our paper is compressed intentionally, so it's twice as many sheets in the roll, versus the one that's way bigger. So ultimately, those are benefits. And when we ultimately deliver the performance at a competitive price, people are like, man, I can rinse and reuse this thing. This is durable, right?
Right.
But you got to get on shelf, which is a forever process. Then you got to get trial, and then your product needs to perform.
Persistence. That's what entrepreneurship is all about.
It is, and most dreams get crushed along the way.
When we come back, if you stick around for a little bit, I want to talk to you about just the manufacturing space in Wisconsin. Obviously, a lot of people retiring, and we got to fill that job gap. What would you say to a 14-year-old right now? How would you express the opportunities in manufacturing today? This is The Upswing. Welcome back to The Upswing. Manufacturing Month continues. Tom Sellers joins us. So, Tom, as you look at the state of Wisconsin, how can we close the gap between the number of jobs and the availability of the number of workers? There seems to be a growing gap there, especially with more and more retirements coming.
There definitely is a growing gap, and it's a challenge. And we're constantly hiring, looking for great people. And it's not only hiring them, it's also retaining them. And so one of the ways that we can help the process is to say that working with hands and being a manufacturer is honorable. For a while, the pendulum swung the other way and was a push towards everything white collar and college. And that's not for everybody. And you can make a great living now being in manufacturing. And we've got people in PLC programming that are doing better than people with accounting degrees. So It's a great opportunity now, and particularly when this older generation is retiring, it's a big part of the workforce. It's going to create great opportunities, even more so than it is today for young people.
Yeah. And when you talk about securing workers, is it about offering additional language classes, flexibility in hours, maintaining the culture, or is it kind of everything put together?
It's an everything. So yeah. In our case, we believe in a partnership with our people. And I speak to all of our employees on a quarterly basis, and I end each meeting, and everybody smiles. It's now a joke. But I say, what makes a great company? And they often yell, great people, and I have to do it 3 or 4 times, right?
Right.
But it does start with the people. The machines don't run themselves, and people make great companies. And the people are the people that make great products, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to start with a culture that values the people. And in our culture, we strive to have a big tent where we focus on our shared values. We listen to each other respectfully, don't always agree, but right. disagree in a respectful manner. And we focus on what keeps us together versus what tears us apart.
Yeah.
And then we provide great salary, great wages. We provide performance bonuses. All our hourly manufacturing people on a quarterly performance bonus. We pay perfect attendance. We have great health care. We have a retirement plan where we match 100%. And our most recent program we're doing with the city of Milwaukee and Haven Woods is a home ownership program.
Hmm.
Homes create stability. The three of us put up money for qualifying applicants. I think we've got maybe 15 people going through it right now. And then as they stay there and qualify, that loan gets forgiven as their down payment.
Hmm.
So we're doing a lot of things yeah. in partnership with our people. And for that, our people are highly dedicated and committed, and we've got a really great workforce,
yeah.
but always looking for
well,
more
and you highlight, I mean, that importance of public-private partnerships is paramount, especially in a city like Milwaukee.
Yeah, and even the state. We're the recipient of a fast-forward grant from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, and that's helped us move. I think we have about 30 people in this training program. And it's overall training, and then it also is training with people to move from production into maintenance, which is overall higher paying.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to invest in your people, and they want to see a path for growth and personal reward.
Mm-hmm.
And we try very hard to have a relationship as opposed to transactional. People aren't widgets. They're not transactions. They're not people to be leveraged. It's a sharing arrangement where everybody understands and we communicate yeah. how we all succeed and win together.
So if we have, let's say I have a 12-year-old at home, or listeners have a 12-year-old grandson or yep. granddaughter at home, how do you talk about the opportunities in manufacturing today to a 12-year-old?
Hey, let's look at this stuff, and isn't it fun to look at? Look at this stuff. You know, it depends on kids' aptitudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some kids are mechanical and really enjoy putting things together and seeing things work. Other people don't. So mm-hmm. I think it's about trying to find someone's passion and skill set, where they see themselves in what picture.
Mm-hmm.
And there's great opportunities in manufacturing. It's not just in hourly manufacturing or manufacturing management. It's all sorts of areas, marketing, finance, you know, all these different areas, R&D, quality. It takes the whole area of discipline to be a manufacturer. And being a manufacturer, a 24-hour manufacturer, multi-site like we are, it's a challenge, and yeah. it takes a really great team.
Yep, and that's what it's all about, and that's the state of our education right now, too. It's more hands-on, it's more adaptable, it's more flexible, and kind of looking into the skill set of the child. And when we do that, we're going to get a better workforce and more creativity and better output.
Exactly, and the people feel that they contribute. One of the things we want to do with our people is connect what they do is important.
Yeah.
What everyone does is valued and important, and it's connected to the customers that we serve. We're serving our customers, and without the customer, there is no business. So we try to make a culture. You mentioned culture earlier.
Yeah.
I think culture is really important, and we strive to have a strong culture that is a primarily on-site culture because we're a manufacturer.
Very good.